Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Perhaps it's fitting that a new life-saving antibiotic was discovered in a churchyard. For centuries, maybe longer, people believed the soil at the Sacred Heart Church in Bow, Northern Ireland, cured infections.
People wrapped small amounts of the soil in cloth and placed it next to an infection on the skin or even under the pillow for 9 days. The soil had to be returned, and people still come from all over to use it.
Microbiologists set out to see if there was any truth to this folk remedy. To their amazement, they discovered a unique strain of the bacterium Streptomyces that was producing novel antibiotics.
You see, bacteria produce antibiotics in order to fend off other bacteria. Streptomyces in particular has given us humans 80% of the antibiotics we use today, including life-saving ones against multi-resistant escape pathogens.
Escape stands for various bacteria that cause 6 of the top infections you'd find in a hospital that are resistant against multiple antibiotics that kill 17 million people a year.
Scientists learned the curative soil at Bow contained not just one antibiotic. The new Streptomyces species produced perhaps as many as 20 new antibiotics.
Even more exciting is that they found 7 more Streptomyces species that may make even more new antibiotics. Yes, the soil was returned.
There are other indigenous soil cures in the world. Among them is the soil of Kizimmee Bay in Canada. I continue to marvel at the richness of Mother Nature and the answers we find there.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.